Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
And because of that, I'm not going to discuss it now. Also, Saul did the show yesterday, and I'm told they discussed this matter, so I think actually we could just put it to bed. Anyway, there's an IEC symposium that's currently taking place. KZN, Mhlanga, and Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana spoke there. He seems to be of the view that political parties should be funded by the public sector. So there's a political party funding bill that's been existing for roughly 4 years now. And currently what happens is, once you make it to Parliament, right, based on your representation in Parliament, there is an allocation on, you know, whatever members you have. They say you got, there's 401 seats, I think, right, Mundo? Mm-hmm. So let's say you've got 200 members in Parliament. You'll get roughly half the budget that is allocated to each party. It's proportional to however many people you have in Parliament.
Yeah.
So essentially, maybe let's put it this way. They pay you for each member that has a seat, right? Then the IEC will also give you some money based on you being registered as a party. And this will be useful towards election season, campaigning, etc. and so on, and just to keep your party going in terms of upkeep. Parties then also have donations, public donations that they can accept. And if this donation is 100,000 rand or more, it needs to be declared. If it's 99,999, which is what most people do, we charge you and the dafula uitulele pants, right? And then, but we figure with the dafu bag again, which is what we told other people do. Anyway, our minister believes that if parties were funded publicly, it would alleviate the problem of personal or private interests. So in other words, if I come as Sizwe and I go ANC, twa, now 2 million, the ANC then has to pay back their debt somehow.
Yeah.
By giving me business, some kind of patronage.
That's what happens.
Right? That's usually what happens. So he's saying if parties were not beholden to these private individuals, then our democracy would be stronger. Hmm. Now, before I go forward, you know, when Uncle Dito was alive, I used to speak to him about certain matters. I can say this now, but maybe when he was alive, I wouldn't have said. And he was always surprised at how much of the fiscus goes towards the public wage bill, for example. Roughly 33 cents of each rand goes towards paying salaries just in Jay in the public sector.
Mm.
And then the other 67 cents, then that goes towards what it should be doing, which is fixing the country, paying for things that need to get done. So already as it is, the fiscus is very heavily burdened.
Yeah.
We speak, Enoch Godongwana himself will tell you there's a deficit. He was trying to tax us now with fuel levies because he knows that he can't raise enough money to keep the country going. They were trying to raise VAT. So, angazudle imali bathizovela kuphi. That's the first problem. The second problem is, and I've already said this, politics, but, you know, this thing of political parties, people are no longer getting into it because they want to do what's best for the people. People are getting into this thing now because it's just a form of employment. People are forming political parties and they're going to parliament because they know at least I'm going to be secured over $1 million a year in terms of a salary. Now, Floyd, you're talking about they're going to start something new. So, Jay, please, man, give us a break.
Yeah.
I hear what he thinks he's trying to achieve. I'd rather democracy fail and die than us having to foot the bill for political parties now.
I tend to agree. I understand where he's coming from when parties are beholden to private interests. That is a problem. We wouldn't want that. So the transparency is supposed to remedy that little issue. But then on the other side, if we're going to foot the bill, I'm also not for that. And also, what criteria would we use? Because many people are opening political parties. So that means if I decide today, I'd also now be funded by the public. Because one would say, if he went on to say, you must first register your party, garner enough support, and then once you have seats, then the public will start to pay for you. We could have several political parties like we do now. It's probably the era of smaller parties that will all have seats. We'll pay for all of those. So honestly, I don't think South Africans would be willing, given that our fiscus is already so overburdened. But I understand the intention behind it, that you don't want a country beholden to private interests. But no, not us. We can't pay.
And here's the thing, Mpo, right? Mm-hmm. So ideally, in a party, your ability to fundraise, right, is an indication of how strong your message is. Mm-hmm. So if people feel like this party is doing well and is doing the right thing, people will donate to the party.
True.
The problem in South Africa, though, and I do recognize this problem, is that the people that have financial means historically are white people. Mm-hmm. And so those funds usually go disproportionately towards the white parties.
Okay.
Because dare you try and donate 20 million to the EFF or the ANC, you'll be investigated so quickly. Utata buses 20 million. And so people just don't do it. Also, right? So I can see how it ends up being unfair to the black parties.
Outside of that, I would further add that because you are talking about people, parties being beholden to private entities, when you have someone who does have the money and they are black, they are more likely to donate to the ANC because then it becomes easy for you to be paid in kind, right? So unfortunately, it does disenfranchise the smaller parties because nakona, I'm not guaranteed that you're going to do well in the next election. You might have one seat now, and then the next election be nowhere.
Yeah, donating to a smaller party is a gamble.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, I'm not a party donor, but I wouldn't donate to a smaller party.
I mean, Rise is a great example. That massive funding, you know, and look at the results. Mm.
They didn't rise. Anyway, give us a shout and let us know, man. 086-00-00959. And then, of course, if you feel like this is a good idea by Finance Minister Enoch Godongwane, let us know as well.
Which public is this? Because the percentage of people that are paying tax already. Majority of the company of the country is not employed. It's available. There's over 100,000 political parties. No man. They must think like Chico.
That's funny.
On the streets, on the air, Sanbonani Dumelang. Yo, Sizwe, this is a double-edged sword, Ngempela. You know, I was listening to Bernie Sanders this week explaining as well of how much there is issues in the U.S. with regards to funding being from the billionaires and how much the billionaires want to influence what happens at the Capitol. I think that is a problem all on its own. Tina Ngempela, we honestly cannot afford to fund lifestyles zala bantla. I mean, bana masle queen. We can't afford that, understand? So mangabe in the meantime, we have to suffer as handling the private sector. I guess so be it. That's not choice.
So I'm glad you bring up even the US, right? There's a documentary titled Men Who Built America. You see, this thing of lobbying politicians, it's been existing since the beginning of time. Oh, Rockefeller used to install senators and presidents back then. Mm. Carnegie, all of those guys. So then Donald Trump was installed by our one and only Elon. It's nothing new. God is like Kyle.
Sizomina, I really think we are already funding this party. The fact that they are getting money from Parliament, where does Parliament get money from? Gets money from our taxes. So we're already funding these parties. I'm not of the view that we now need to do something different. We already are, sure.
Yes, we are. But like I said, they also able to go out there and accept donations. Enoch is saying donations must stop. Now, who's going to fill that gap? You see, that's where the big problem is.
I actually think this is a good idea from the minister. And I'm more for South Africa being a federal state, like, you know, America. We must embrace federalism. You know, all these MPs must work for the cause. Right now, they're just being deployed to parliament. Some of them just, you know, go there for fun, like Papa Pini. What is Papa Pini going to do for the people in Venda? What interest is he, you know, pursuing for the people in Venda? People in Venda still don't have water and whatnot. So if, you know, they are elected by a constituent directly,
they'll work even harder because they know the next time they don't perform, they're going to be primaried. But yeah, I...
You know, let me just step in here and defend Papa Penny. A lot of people, they obviously make fun of him because of how he speaks and maybe his English may be poor, etc. and so on. Papa Penny has been involved in community work for decades where he's from.
But also for me, it's disappointing for me that people want to, in 2025, judge people's intelligence based on their command of the English language. For me, that is wrong.
Well, look, on the one hand, I also hear that, but you must be able to communicate your points in Parliament as well.
Yeah, but...
And so if he's failing to do that, then in some ways he's failing to, I guess, enact his duty.
Why? Because I can't speak English the way Ngamakala, the way you want me to.
It's not an English thing. It's a communication thing. So he must just switch to his home language and speak that.
Yeah. I think that's what needs to be articulated to him, which it's okay for you to speak your mother tongue.
Hmm. But guys, don't mess with that guy. That guy has been very active in his community. And in fact, more so than... Even you, Angwaz Nogwazi, but I'm sure Guti, you don't do the work that he does there.
Good morning, Seize the World team. I got tonga na war tanya zaga no. War tanya. Reza gai chile. Reza gai. Already, we are complaining about being taxed, VATs going up, this and that. War tanya. Don't know funder these politicians. I mean, they've got political people on the seats. Like you just said, they earn about a million a year. Why can't all their members in parliament donate their salary for 2 months? They can manage to contribute to their own political party.
By the way, here's a problem in South Africa, right? We have exalted politicians to be some kind of royalty. Politicians are public servants. They exist because, theoretically, they want to serve the public. Nobody goes to a politician and says, hey, and begs them to come on. Nobody does that. This thing of people saying, I was approached and I was told this, it doesn't work like that. You're lying when you say that. Kashle, when you chose to do this thing because you wanted this position, because you felt like you could do what's good for the people. That's ideally how it should work. Now, why should we have to foot the bill to pay you? If you want to do this thing in politics, you should be working for free, Kashle, if you're that serious about the game. Just do it for the love of the game, you know?
You know, this whole thing of politics really turns my stomach. Firstly, I want to play devil's advocate. I'm totally not in support of democracy. And why I say this is the fact that we think the views of the many represent or necessarily will be for the good of all is totally not correct. And I know it sounds crazy, but hear me out. If you're in an asylum and the inmates elected leader, that makes them a democratically elected leader. But does that mean that person will act in the interest of everyone? Because they are clearly insane. So I really don't think that politics worldwide are in it for the benefit of the masses. They're in it for their own personal enrichment. And do I have a solution? No, I don't. But it is what it is.
Yeah, but your analogy is flawed there. In that inmates are obviously compromised when it comes to decision-making procedure, right? Because they're inmates, they are unwell mentally. But to use that same analogy, you still stay in the asylum, but then now you get the staff to elect a leader. Well, that's fully democratic. What's wrong with that? You see? Still in the same building?
No ways. I think, you know, Kondongwan or whatever, good one. No.
No,
I was confused. There's no public business that has to find these political parties, because how many people are poor here? Why can't they pick with business people to take that money and plow it to create projects and, build schools and hospitals, clinics, and better the people's lives? No, because these political parties, there are so many, man. They are like ants now. They are like ants, like seriously. And there should be a very exorbitant amount for affiliation if one wants to open up a political party, period.
Well, the registration is pretty exorbitant. It's about 500,000 or something like that, the so last time I checked.
Then you need to get signatures as well, many signatures.
Come on, you guys tried, man.
Yes, I mean, we know it's exorbitant, man. Yeah, it's cumbersome. Ooh-wee.
You know, guys, so I have often wondered how the Edwin Sodis of this world keep getting government tenders. Kanti, that's what they do. So they give his money and then they get business. Hey, bafethu. Hey, we learn every day. Manje, sizwe, when ngoba vele isaka unalo which party would you donate to? I'm just curious, and I'm asking for a friend as well. Which party would it be? Because you never really tell which party you affiliated to. You might allude to things, but I'm not sure, man. So I wonder.
So I'm not affiliated to any party, but I make no secret of the fact that the ANC is still the strongest force in this country. I like their policies. I like what they represent. Unfortunately, some of the people in the ANC are not fit for leadership. So if I were to donate to a party, I'd probably donate to the ANC because I think they would best utilize the money.
And maybe this is irrelevant, but also your family does have history. Like your grandfather did help. Was it Oliver Tambo?
No. We helped a lot of people, but you're talking about...
start the law firm, or was it the ANC? To fund the ANC?
I'm going to forget his name. I'll come back to
it. But there's a connection from long ago.
Yeah.
I've always maintained that politicians are all about themselves. They say we didn't have money to run this country in terms of the services and everything, and yet they are proposing that we should have money to pay them to be politicians. How effed up is that? I mean, in our minds, dry. You know, for us, toss, I probably should use the other word, but Oksana is a good one. I'm going to let pay my strong straight.
Yeah. Hey, don't use disrespectful terms. We can have this discussion without resorting to that.
You're right, Uncle C. Politicians shouldn't even have a pay. They should be working for free. And politicians must be like teachers, nurses, doctors, you know. If they say, yeah, this one is the Minister of Health. Yeah, we should be talking about a very qualified doctor with experience who is a doctor and goes to Parliament when he is like summoned to say, hey, we have a problem. This thing of politicians, they don't come in to help. They want a bag. They want money.
Hey, Sanibonani Sizwe. Ningaqala imvulo kanti lokhodungwana yena wena unjani ngoba phela nguye beka sokula nebudget nokusolwa kakhulu. Usikenye wena imali tawubuya. But ke anifuna ukuzama ukufunda ema head of states angeke kuphele kahle butanda kithi siyadithi.
So Bob Anton Lembede, when he went to school, my grandfather obviously helped with that, the fees. And then even when he started his firm, he gave him a loan. It's actually in his book. If you read Benjamin Lambert's book, you'll actually see it, yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.